Reflections with DJ. God is our shepherd. Have you ever explored the profession of sheep rearing? The Bible makes several references to Jesus as our shepherd, as we are his sheep. Perhaps it may be useful to understand what it is like so we can capture a little of what God says or what is he saying in this analogy. To give you an idea, the days are long and the nights are short. You would be covered in dust most of the time. The weather would leave no compassion and would not be interested in negotiations. Sheep bite a lot. Sheep make an annoying bleating sound and are prone to confusion. Sheep are usually the preferred meal for predators such as foxes, eagles, lions, and bears. Sheep tend to wander off often. Now, reading through that list and realizing that we are all still one of these sheep brings a revelation of the need to know Jesus as our good shepherd. If we didn't have a watchful and loving shepherd to look out for us, we would feel helpless. There will be times in life that we are confronted by our own humanity and how much we require someone bigger than ourselves to lead, guide, defend, and nurture us. There are times we wander off, of course. It is then that we get to see the extravagant and kind heart of our shepherd as he seeks to find us and carry us home. There is no shame in this. We aren't the first to wander off. Isaiah 53:6 describes the nation of Israel to be like sheep that have strayed away and left God's path to follow their own. They desperately needed a shepherd, one who would rescue and save them, one who would help them find home and family again. Jesus became this good shepherd, John 10:11, and modeled and the compassionate and rescuing heart of his Father so well. We see him sit amongst the despised of Jewish society in Luke 15:1-7. He sat willingly amongst the tax collectors and sinners, and he spoke about a good shepherd would not want one of his sheep to wander off and get lost. The heart he had for them is the same heart he has for you. The revelation that he is a good and caring shepherd is necessary to hear his voice. For if we believe he is good, we will trust him. When we allow ourselves to be so closely cared for by him, we get to know the way he speaks. By doing so, we are so easily led astray by any other distraction or discouragement that comes along. We are not easily led astray, mind you. John 10, 4-7. Therefore, may you be encouraged to choose to position yourself in his presence. Incline your ear to hear his heart often and grow more confident in hearing his voice every day. May God bless you with this thought.